Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Come on, people, now! Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, downtown San Francisco, California. How you doing? You know, we are on all these sports talk networks, and this is the only hour all week where I can take over the airwaves and just talk video games. And that's not just sports video games, it's all video games. And I'm a gamer like you. I don't know how they make them. I take off the top, I see the motherboard and all the circuitry. That looks like a memory chip. That looks like a fan. I don't know. But I do know what I like, and I want to hear what you like. 1-800-878-PLAY. Consoles, handheld, PC, whatever you got. Come on in and get heard at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's what will get you in and get you heard, girl, all over this great land of ours, also bleeding into Mexico and Canada. They'll help you boot that for sure, eh? Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel, and it's funny, I just said Sirius, and my phone went, yes, can I help you? No, not you, Siri. I said Sirius. Have you ever used Siri in your life, by the way, just as an aside? When I was in France, I forgot the word for spoon, and I asked Siri what it was. That was it, one time. Am I underutilizing it? All right, let me get, this is live radio, obviously. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app. sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, emails rick@sportsbyline.com, and that's pertinent because you need that to win the game I'm going to give away at 40 after the hour, and also for the cheat code at the end of the show. If you'd like to request, I'll look it up for you. Prefer the older games, that's kind of fun. Also, around the world on American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, you're doing a great job. Stay safe, come home soon, we're proud of you, keep up the good work. SBNationLive.com through them as well. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Well, we got an hour to talk video games. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier, you guessed it, dollar Frosty. Maybe it's all a sign for you to go get one. Just don't cut anyone off. No one likes that person. The iconic Frosty for a buck, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's, not valid in a combo. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, California, and via third-party delivery.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast. Going to give away a game at 40 after the hour. Also going to let you know the new releases this week as well. Remember, when you have new releases, then the other games come down the shelf, and maybe you get a little discount on them, right? You know, over the last, whatever it's been, 6 months, with the SAG-AFTRA strike and then the video game folks. And I remember a couple of GDCs ago, game developers conferences, they were trying to unionize video game workers. A lot of people thought that they were overworked and underpaid, and there was sexism in hiring and management, and they were trying to get a voice and they wanted signatures. And so, you know, those are workers. These are workers too, but they're also part of SAG-AFTRA because they're talent, quote unquote talent, which is actually my job. If you talk, you're called talent, which I always thought was funny when I was behind the scenes, because it's like, so we're untalented if we're not. But I found a lot of times people who talk might be the least talented. Maybe that's true about myself, but I digress. I'm bringing it up again. I didn't bring it up last week because it's just a tired story. But there is something very specific today that pinpointed one game, and that is that Union Video Game Actors filed an unfair labor practice charge and declared a strike on Tuesday against Formosa Interactive, which provides the voiceover services for League of Legends, which is, of course, a very, very popular MMORPG, massively multiplayer online role-playing game. So SAG-AFTRA union members have stopped providing covered performance services, as they call it, to League of Legends. By the way, Riot Games developed that some 15 years ago and is now listed by the union as a struck game. In other words, on strike. The union statement says, the complaint comes after Formosa tried to cancel one of its struck video games shortly after the start of the SAG-AFTRA's video game strike. When they were told that was not possible, they secretly transferred the game to a shell company and sent out casting notices for non-union talent only. So then when you do that, that violates the performer's right to strike under labor laws. And Formosa says that they reject the allegations and they have not undermined union rights in any way. Formosa said, we believe the strike of League of Legends, a game unrelated to the union's claims, is not appropriate. So they're saying you went out and got non-union talent. Formosa says, we stand with developers, publishers, platform holders, and talent, me, and promotes ethical treatment of game development. No testing on animals, right? Riot Games said in a statement that League of Legends has nothing to do with the union's claims and has never once suggested Formosa should engage with non-union performers. And they also said that it has not asked Formosa to cancel a previously registered game. Of course, Riot Games is in America. Formosa is the former name of Taiwan back in the, like, Magellan called it that. But the thing about League of Legends is one of the most popular games in the world and has huge esports competitions as well, and guilds, and people have had conventions and they have met and married and probably divorced. It's because it's not only free, but the way it's structured is for huge team collaboration. And the League of Legends World Championship, I mean, there's teams from around the globe and they compete for literally millions of hard dollars that are distributed. What's a soft dollar? So this strike follows the union's recent gains with the legal protections against artificial intelligence. That was the whole thing. That was for the Hollywood performers. And that was back when Governor Newsom here in California signed that in September, as well as a deal which was reached with some major record labels like Warner Brothers and Sony. As well. So the gist of it is that there are some, they like to call them watchdog groups, where it just seems like it's just non-stop with, did you do this? Do you do that? No, I'm not trying to say that it's not, but you know, in Hollywood, one of the big papers, of course, is Variety. And there was an article on Friday written by Carrie Erickson that said, why the video game industry can't shake its struggles. And I'm like, shake its struggles? They've never made more cash. And it's like, well, Ubisoft kind of backed off on the next Assassin's Creed because it didn't do as well last year. Okay. I happen to think there's too many Assassin's Creed. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not a hater. Haters gonna hate. I'm not a hater. I'm just not a big Assassin's Creed fan. But, I mean, I know we talked about Annapurna Interactive staff resigned en masse with some strife with their leadership as well. And, you know, EA has kind of doubled down on their pro-IA stance lately about how good it is and how it cut, you know, helps cut corners and makes a better game and is not robbing anybody of their work. It's the kind of thing sometimes where you know, people complain, oh, they're taking our jobs. I'm like, all right, well, you work at Burger King. I don't want to. Well, you were just complaining that they were taking your job. I was like, yeah, but I don't want that one. So it's like, all right, well, are they taking your job? Are they taking your job? I don't know. In the video game industry, whose job's getting taken or not. But to say that the video game is trying to shake its struggles, there's always some doom and gloom headline like that. And then it's sort of like, you know, during the pandemic, obviously, video game sales went up. No one could get a PS5, including yours truly. And that's because of the chip shortage and trying to get it sent in from overseas. So PS5s were at a premium, to say the least. And then coming out of the pandemic, the numbers weren't as big. And it's like, oh, the video game industry is facing a decline. No, it's not. It just didn't make as much. And we were all locked up for 14 months. So anyway, the League of Legends is now the latest one that they're going for. It's getting to the point now where it's almost comical, and I'm not trying to make light of people who are fighting for their living and who are holding a picket sign. I have no dog in the fight. I'm not on either side. I would like everyone to get along, because the only people that lose are the gamers. We just want some good games to play. But I just say it's comical. It's almost like, well, what's next? Well, now it's Call of Duty. All right. We'll see. I'm just saying it's getting old with this strike. And I'll stop talking about it. All right, let's go to a quick break. We'll come on back. Your calls if you want to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is The Video Game Review.
Add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Do you want to add?
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
It's the Video Game Review. Welcome back. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. In the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. Which one is it? Well, I have to wait. Over the past few years, I think we've seen more and more examples of players losing access to their games when various companies or stores go down. And this is a result of buying a game digitally, because you aren't really buying the product, you're just effectively renting a license that permits you to access the game, right? And this is two segments in a row, and I've never mentioned him on the show in my life, and now I'm mentioning him two segments in a row, that Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, has signed a bill into law that should at least make this distinction clearer for consumers. Right. And you might be aware how fickle digital purchases can be. Take recent example like The Crew, which became inaccessible after Ubisoft deleted the server and even the game from player libraries. In this case, it led to the creation of the Stop Killing Games Initiative. But in most cases, you just got to take it on the chin and say, tough. And you know, these problems are just getting started with downloading games. And so long as games are distributed as license rentals than purchases, the new California bill, AB 2426, should at least ensure that stores make it clear up front. The bill says, I'll just give you one sentence here, the pertinent one now. This bill would, subject to specified exceptions, additionally prohibit a seller of a digital good from advertising or offering for sale a digital good, which a reasonable person would understand to confer an unrestricted ownership interest in the digital good. So this only applies to California. I think other states might catch on. Hopefully it does, because a lot of consumers are, I'm sure, unaware of how few games they do actually own. And I don't know how this is going to get represented on digital storefronts, but I think it's a step in the right direction. I can understand the attraction of just saying, I want a game. I don't want to go down, get in the car, go down, stand in line, buy it, drive back. I'll just download it right now. I totally get it. But the two things that stink about that, number one, it seems like every new game I have to delete two old games to get it on the hard drive. Not a problem on the PS4, because I could play my games directly off the external hard drive. How is it that we have new technology and yet it's worse? I mean, that happens all the time. Whenever we had a new system, there was always backwards compatibility until we got to the PS3, and it's like, well, now you can't play those old games anymore. Why not?
because we don't want you to. But how is it that the PS4, you could play a game directly off an external hard drive, which I have one, and then PS5, you can't? And they go, oh, well, you can have an external hard drive, but just you can transfer your games over there. And then when you want to play them, you got to transfer them back to your hard drive. Oh, that's cool. That's what I want to spend the next 15 minutes doing. So you download a game, it takes up your hard drive, and then guess what? You can never sell it. You can never lend it to somebody. Nothing. Because you don't have a physical copy of it. Duh. Yes, Rick, we know. But it all goes back to, I remember when I was working in television and I was on the technical side as a technical director, but on the other side of the hall, it was all these cubicles and people doing sales and administration, HR, whatever. And when Windows 95 came out, yes, I'm that old, every single cubicle had its own Windows 95 box. But yet, in those days, you could just put in the disk and put it on every computer. That's when Microsoft and other developers started putting in keys. It's like, no, you have to put in this code from this box, and it will only work one time ever. And so and they said, otherwise that's software piracy. I'm like, is it really? And I'm not trying to take food out of the developers' mouths, right? But it's like, it's sort of like saying you go down to the bookstore and you buy a book, and then the author says, all right, don't let anybody else read this. What? If somebody else wants to read it, they have to pay me again. They have to pay me the full price. And it's like, no. When you buy a book, guess who the book belongs to now? It belongs to you, and you can rip every page out, burn it, throw it off a cliff, put it on your shelf, lend it to anyone you want, and no one will ever know because the book belongs to you. But somehow, some way, we get into the software world, and you could say, well, Rick, you can still lend a physical copy. Well, that's just it. If you're going to go DLC, DLC, of course, obviously is downloadable content. But if you're going to buy the base game, that is the risk that you run. And just for fun, now, honestly, I don't want to exaggerate, but it was about 2 years ago. It was definitely like right after are we still in the pandemic? I think it was like 2022. I wanted to see if anybody was still playing Battlefield Bad Company 2, and they were. And then I thought, well, what about 1943? I loved Battlefield 1943. You had three islands. You had Iwo Jima. You had Wake. What was the third one? Oh, Okinawa. And it just was, it would randomly put you with the Japanese Imperial Forces or the United States Marines. And then you would fly a Zero or you'd fly a Corsair. It was a really fun game. And I thought, there's no way that server is still up. And I turned it on and it was up. It was up, baby. The PS2. And so, I sometimes wonder how long they will keep this up and how much it costs, you know? Do you remember the whole thing when Microsoft took down Halo? And there were people who were so outraged because that was their raison d'etre. You know, that's all I do is play Halo online. And someone figured out that if you kept your original Xbox turned on while you're playing Halo, everybody else who kept their Xbox turned on while they're playing Halo, you didn't actually need the server for whatever it was. Even though the server was turned off, for whatever it was, you could still play that other player, play alongside and play Halo. It still worked. But if someone turned off the game, you couldn't get back in. So it was just sort of this little technicality. And so these people dedicated themselves to always leaving it on. And then, you think about you're going to get the generator won't be able to kick in time. What if you have a power outage? And then at night, you turn off your TV so the screen doesn't get burned. But there are a few people who are dedicated to that for a while. But on the other hand, there was, for if you take the history of video games, the first 98% of video games, there was no cooperative play online. This is all new. And I think we've gotten a little spoiled. And I know I expect it too. I'm just as spoiled, even though I played in the older generation. But, you know, we don't want to buy a season pass. We just want the new maps to come, whatever it is, if you're playing a first-person shooter or something. We just expect this stuff to come, and we want new downloadable content, and we want the game to keep going, and the developer wants it to keep going. They want it to have legs, you know? They want it to keep going and going and going, and you think about, you know, why did the PS3, or I should say the PS4, why did that last for 8 years? Usually you don't, that's a bit long for a generation, a little bit long. It's about 6 years, but... They didn't want to kill the golden goose. And so, you know, we were talking last week about these laws, about loot boxes, and in Australia now you have to, like, tell, has to be a warning on the game that you're gambling. Is it really gambling? It should just say you can buy fake junk with real cash, just letting you know that the junk is fake, but it's like these casino games. Hey, you want a million chips? It's $29. $29 for a million fake dollars? I'm going to try and do the math. That seems like Manhattan for beads. I don't think that's really a fair deal. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give a game away. And your call's at 1-800-878-PLAY. Get on back on VGR.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, here at San Francisco Studios, but around the world on AFN. I'm a fan of the troops, and however you're getting us, it's great to have you with us. You can participate if you want. In fact, the email address, rick@sportsbyline.com, sportsbyline.com. What did he say? rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that. Just email me at really. Use that email address to win the game. Second correct answer wins the game. And today, brand new Rusty Rabbit. It's for the PC and the PS5. I have it here for the PS5. It just came out 5 days ago. Developed by Nitro Plus in Asia. They point that out, not me. And NetEase Games. Here's the blurb. Rusty Rabbit is a 2.5D action side-scroller that allows players to take control of Stamp, a rabbit living among the giant ruins of a frozen world abandoned by humanity. And the graphics in this game are very interesting. In fact, it's got this little painting that looks like, you know, Sistine Chapel, where God is touching the finger of Adam, except God has a turban and a beard, and instead of Adam, it's a bunny. But the actual, 2.5D, I guess, I think probably the first 2.5D game that I really played that was excellent was Klonoa. And if you played Klonoa, you know how good that game was and really ahead of its time. But my question is this game about a rabbit, or is this game about SAG after on strike? That would be ironic if you had a game where AI took your job and then you had to grab a picket sign. Rick, you're making light of it. Sorry. Let me know if Rusty Rabbit's about a rabbit or about a strike. If you get it right at rick@sportsbyline.com, the second correct answer will win Rusty Rabbit. Developed by Nitro Plus Asia and NetEase Games. So the PS5 also available on the personal computer. Speaking of which, in some news, a sequel to Ghost of Tsushima is set from developer Sucker Punch. And of course, Ghost of Tsushima was a PlayStation exclusive and was so many people's games of the year. That was really right when the pandemic hit. It was 2020. And that followed Jin Sakai, samurai on a quest to protect Tsushima Island during the first Mongol invasion of Japan. Jin must choose between following the warrior code to fight honorably or by using practical but dishonorable methods to repel the Mongols with minimal casualties. The game will be called Ghost of Yotei. Y-O with the straight line over it, making it long. T-E-I. Once again, Y-O-T-E-I, Ghost of Yotei. It will debut in 2025 and will follow a new protagonist, Atsu, with a whole new storyline. Now, If you didn't know, Ghost of Tsushima Legends was the multiplayer version of the game that launched it like, what, 6 months after the game came out. But Sucker Punch communications manager Andrew Goldfarb said to PlayStation blog post, "When we set out to make a new Ghost game, we wanted to maintain the core pillars established in Ghost of Tsushima, playing as a wandering warrior in feudal Japan, offering freedom to explore at your own pace and highlighting the beauty of the world. We also wanted to continue to innovate, to create something fresh but familiar. We looked beyond Jin Sakai's story and the island of Tsushima and shifted our focus to the idea of the ghost instead. At Sucker Punch, we love original origin stories, and we wanted to explore what it could mean to have a new hero wearing a ghost mask and uncovering a new legend. This led us to the ghost of Yotai, a new protagonist, a new story to unfold, and a new region of Japan to explore." So, if you're wondering if it is linear in timeline, it will take place in 1603. Of course, that's Gregorian-wise, but as far as in the Western world, we would call it 1603, which is more than 300 years after Ghost of Tsushima. It's set in the lands of Mount Yotai, a towering peak in the heart of Ezo, an area of Japan known as Hokkaido in present day. In 1603, this area was outside the rule of Japan and filled with sprawling grasslands, snowy tundras, and unexpected dangers. It's a far cry from the organized samurai clans who lived in Tsushima, and it's the setting for an original story we can't wait to tell. Well, it's very exciting because even if you didn't play the first game, it was just such an excellent game. I have found over the years, unlike the movie business, which, you know, if a movie makes money, they immediately start making the sequel because it's just a cash cow. And very rarely is the sequel as good. And, you know, every blue moon, the sequel's better. But in the video game world, I think what they do, and usually why the sequel, I would say more often than not, the sequel's better, because they take all the lessons they learn. They take player feedback. They say, the players say more of this, less of that. And then, as video game developers tell me, once they put a game out there, people will take it to heights they didn't even realize. It's like, I remember a guy telling me, like, I didn't know the character could get up on that ledge. We didn't design that, but they figured out a way. Gamers figured out a way to do it. Now, every once in a while, you'll get a Fallout 76, and everyone's super PO'd saying, why would you make it an online? Why would you make it PvP? Sony had their State of Play presentation. They made a couple of other first and third party announcements. They said it will be a November 14th release date for LEGO Horizon Adventures. Keanu Reeves will be the voice of Shadow in the upcoming Sega game Sonic X Shadow Generations. And that'll be the movie pack releasing December 12th for the Digital Deluxe Edition, which is a free expansion pack for the new game Astrobot coming soon. And we got also a look at gameplay in EA's Dragon Age, The Veil Guard, and more. So this was on the heels of Sony saying their next console, the PS5 Pro, will launch in November. I yawn when I hear PS5 Pro because it's a PS5. And if you have eyeballs like a hawk, maybe you can tell the difference. But I think for the most part, you know, if you think, oh my gosh, I have to get the next thing, this isn't like going from a Nintendo to a Super Nintendo to an N64. This is just the PS5 Pro is... I have never seen a game so enhanced where I'm like, that was worth buying another $500 console for, because on the other one, it only had 9 million colors, and this one it has 36 million colors. It's like, okay. But it was exciting to see the announcement trailer for Ghost of Yotai if you want to check it out. It's actually more than 3 minutes long. And I think we're now at the point, it's sort of like in the NFL, they say with quarterbacks that year three, they start to figure it out. They know how to read defenses. They don't panic. They don't get happy feet. They're more confident. This is if they're making progressions and they're actually good. It kind of clicks in year three. I kind of feel like for, you know, the PS5 at this point, the developers know how they can push that kit and how they can get the most out of these games. So we should really start seeing games, and you might think that, you know, and they'll take advantage of the Pro. I'm not trying to poo-poo the Pro. I'm just poo-pooing it for myself. But yeah, just to think about all you could do in that first game, and then to think about you could actually push it to the snowy mountains and all these other places. All right. Let's get to the new releases, which are, as always, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Like the other couple weeks ago, we had the college football game come out on a Friday. All right, here's the new stuff. A death in the red light, meaning red light district. This is a noir type game for the PC. Athena Crisis. This is for PC, Mac, Linux, and your phones, iPhone and Android. City 20 on the PC. Dead Haunt on the PC. Tiny Glade has made its way to the PC. Aura, History Untold, PC. Aura of Worlds. This is a Switch and PC game. Beyond Galaxy Land. All the big systems. Those are the two Sony ones, the two Microsoft ones, the Switch and the PC. Bloomtown, A Different Story, all the systems. Crusader Kings 3, Roads to Power for the PC. Control, Alt, Ego. Well, I give him credit for an interesting title there. That's for the Xbox Series X and S and PS5. Dark Sky for the PC. Disney Epic Mickey Rebrushed on everything. Echo Point Nova, PC. Greedfall 2, The Dying World, PC. Naruto Ultimate Ninja Storm, it's for your phones. No Ghost in Circus Caravan, it's a black and white game on your PC. Pal World on the PS5, these are interesting little creatures, and one of them seems to be holding a minigun. Rusty Rabbit, as I mentioned, is on the shelves as well. What do we got? Airborne Empire on the PC and the Mac. Sunny Legacy Collection on the PC. Starfield Shattered Space. This is DLC for Starfield. Of course, that's only Microsoft, so it's PC, Xbox Series X, and S. I wish it would come to the PS5. NHL 25, baby. Xbox Series X, and S, and PS5. And I can't wait to see my Sharkies, who actually won't stink to high heaven. And even if they do, with the likes of Will Smith and Celebrini, they'll be much more worth watching. And finally, Dreamland Farm. Dreamland Farm is for the Nintendo Switch. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Guy.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud.
Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's a video game review. It's time for our cheat codes. Send your request to Rick at Sports Byline. I got one here from Jenny. Jenny wanted to know how to get Captain Quark in a tutu. And I thought, well, I'm not going to look that up. And I thought, wait, she cares. I don't. I'm here for the people. I don't want to see Captain Quark in a tutu, but Jenny does. So I looked it up. Ratchet and Clank, Up Your Arsenal, PS2. Of course, the big galactic hero, Captain Quark, remember? All right, to unlock that outfit, complete the Deja Q all over again vid comic. Then enter up, up, down, down, left, right, circle, square, square. And he'll be in a ballerina tutu. Once again, complete the Deja Q all over again vid comic, and then enter up, up, down, down, left, right, circle, square, square, and you can play with Captain Quark dressed in a tutu. Hey, just because I ain't into it. Jenny wants to see it, and it was put into the game. So there you go. Thank you for tuning into the video game review. As always, you can email me throughout the week, rick@sportsbyline.com. Any video game questions, comments, or concerns, and I'll get back to you. And we'll do it again next week right here on Sports Byline USA.